Tech News. I'm Jason Taylor. The National Weather Service is predicting a prolonged heat wave from the middle of this week into the weekend. The forecast calls for peak heat index values at 105 to 112 in central and eastern Missouri, with an excessive heat watch expected in the St. Louis area. The Logwood Brewery in mid-Missouri's Columbia won a lawsuit yesterday over the use of a logo. It sued a brewery in Maine last year for trademark infringement and received a favorable ruling from a federal judge yesterday. The chairman of a House committee investigating former Governor Eric Greitens, Republican Representative Jay Barnes, said Monday that the panel's work is over. But House Democratic Minority Leader Gail McCann Beatty thinks an interim committee should continue the probe. She says lawmakers need to find out if Greitens' nonprofit group, A New Missouri, violated disclosure laws.
As I understand it, ethics has recently released an opinion that says everybody has to disclose if they are participating in political campaigns. We need to give them some teeth to be able to enforce that.
Barnes said he thinks A New Missouri is a criminal enterprise that was designed to illegally skirt donation limits and conceal the identities of major donors. It's official, almost. Democrat Jason Kander will run for office again. Ashley Byrd has this update.
Kander will run for mayor of Kansas City with the official kickoff on July 14th. The U.S. Army captain in Afghanistan previously served Kansas City in the state legislature and was elected Missouri's Secretary of State in 2012. He also lost a high-profile U.S. Senate election to incumbent Roy Blunt in 2016. Since then, he's been making national TV appearances on behalf of the party. He says he can guide progress already underway in Kansas City with infrastructure and a new airport, but he says there are problems that are not talked about enough. There will be a 9-person nonpartisan primary on April 2nd of 2019.
The southwest Missouri town of Buffalo has decided not to allow a CBD boutique to open. KOLR reports the city's aldermen say the business owner could not prove the products being sold that are based on the marijuana plant are legal. The owner says she's filing a lawsuit. A standoff in mid-Missouri's Columbia yesterday ended with a SWAT team having to shoot tear gas into a home. Kevin Snyder, who has several warrants, will be in court this afternoon on new charges. Governor Parson said he has no problem scrapping the merit system for state workers. Parson tells MissouriNet affiliate KWOS in Jefferson City he also wants to do what he can to keep increasing state employee pay.
I think for the most part, we're moving in the right direction, and hopefully we're going to get those state employees up there where we're one, they're competitive with other states, with other jobs comparable to it. I think we can get there.
The next state budget includes annual pay increases of $700 beginning in January for workers earning less than $70,000. This is Missouri Net News.